You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hinat Baba. Seafarers, from fishermen to explorers, have been coming to Bay Area ports for centuries. Maritime historian Lincoln Payne says our relationship with the ocean has been instrumental in shaping the history not only of the Bay Area, but of the entire world. That's why he wrote the book Sea and Civilization, A Maritime History of the World. In it, Payne charts 3,500 years of maritime commerce and discovery. I spoke with him about the importance of the sea and its formative role in creating the bustling cities surrounding the bay. And I started out by asking him, when did we first start using the sea?
Well, the oldest evidence for long distance or any sort of long distance voyaging comes from about 40 to 50,000 years ago when people made the leap from what was then Greater Southeast Asia to what is called Greater Australia, which comprised New Guinea, Australia, and Tasmania. And so the Aborigines of Australia were traveling via water 50,000 years ago. And then about 28,000 years ago, people started sailing between land masses that weren't visible from one to the other. They might be visible from a point somewhere between them. You might be able to see both, but you wouldn't be able to see one from the other. And then about 15,000 years ago, people started sailing completely out of sight of land. And we know this from the archaeological evidence, again, in the Western Pacific.
And so you start the book with, I want to change the way you see the world. Why do you think people focus less attention on maritime history and we're just focused on our terra, the land?
Well, I think that because the nature of the maritime world has changed really before our very eyes. The most fundamental change happened in 1956 with the development of containerization, which was brought about by a trucker named Malcolm McLean, who decided that instead of piling goods onto a pier and then loading them piecemeal into a ship and shifting them around inside so that the ship wouldn't upset, overturn, or things wouldn't move around and get damaged, decided to put everything in boxes and put the boxes stacked on the ship. And this had a transformative effect on the efficiency of shipping, but in the process, it threw a lot of people out of work, and it forced a lot of ports to revamp themselves so that in places like San Francisco and New York and London, waterfronts that had been at the core of the city and around which the cities had actually grown up, suddenly you couldn't have the shipping there because you needed these huge backlands filled with empty space to stack containers so that they'd be ready to go. Hmm. And so in the case of San Francisco, that meant moving everything over to Oakland, where there was vastly more open space and it was easier to bring in highways and train lines, things you couldn't do in a mature city, in a mature urban setting like San Francisco. So part of it, the problem is that we just aren't as aware of the importance of maritime trade, commerce, and so on, as we once were, because it's really not visible, that it's become removed from the centers of other human activity. And also, because it's so efficient, there are vastly fewer people proportionately who are actually involved in shipping. And also, there's the fact that it's a very globalized industry, and that the countries that produce the most sailors come from are Indonesia and the Philippines. Mm. So there aren't a lot of Americans actually engaged in shipping as there once were. But if you want to see the results of shipping, just get into a traffic jam. And the 20-foot trailer or the 40-foot trailer is probably a few hours or a few days at the most from the back of a ship.
Mm. Or stand at Jack London Square and look at the bay, like those big container ships coming in slowly from where? From China?
From China, from Europe, from Hawaii, from South America, from Australia, from all over the world.
You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hinat Baba, and I'm speaking with Lincoln Payne, author of the new book, The Sea and Civilization, A Maritime History of the World. So it will continue to be a source of livelihood for the foreseeable future, at least.
Well, it is absolutely a source of livelihood for people. One of the fascinating things about the development of containerization and the importance of maritime culture and maritime enterprise to our world today is that Since 1960, the population of the world has only grown 2.5 times, but the volume of goods carried in ships has grown 7.5 times. So, in fact, there's 3 times as much stuff in circulation as there was 50 or 60 years ago. So we live in a world that, for which Madonna's Material Girl and Mad Men are sort of symptoms, but they are not the causes of the material world we live in. The material world we live in is really something that happened because of maritime enterprise and maritime technological developments.
So let's talk about San Francisco. How did the sea change San Francisco?
Well, the sea changed San Francisco. Well, the sea made San Francisco because it's really one of the greatest harbors probably in the United States. San Francisco Bay is really just a gorgeous, expansive place. It is unfortunate that it's in an earthquake prone zone, which complicates things a little bit. But it's a vital place. It has good arteries via the rivers to the south and the east and the north, and that makes it even more desirable as a place to disembark from the sea. When the gold rush began in 1849, not quite half of the people who came to San Francisco who reached here came by sea. And this is quite remarkable if you think that it's about 2,000 miles from Independence, Missouri, across the Great Plains and over the mountains. And it's about 13,000 miles from the east coast of the United States down around Cape Horn at the tip of South America and back up the west coast of the Americas to San Francisco Bay. But you could do it 2 months faster by ship because it's that much more efficient. And so you had about 15,000 people land in San Francisco during the first year of the gold rush. And then, of course, many of these ships were abandoned because not only the passengers but the crews headed out for the diggings, and many of the ships couldn't sail out again because they just couldn't find the crews, and they were abandoned in Yerba Buena, and they eventually were incorporated and became literally the foundation of land reclaimed from San Francisco Bay. So maritime commerce and enterprise literally is the foundation of San Francisco.
That was Lincoln Payne, maritime historian and author of Sea and Civilization, A Maritime History of the World.